Right, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, we do love to have our guests in the studio here. Now, we all say we have a book in us, but not many of us make it from the transition to actually start writing. We say, oh, I've got a book, I've got loads of great stories, and then you go to bed with a cup of tea, and you don't normally get round to it. You write maybe a word or two, and then you give up. But my guest in the studio is called Kimberly Lieb, and she's a local writer who didn't give up and has carried on, and you're going to be finishing your book very shortly, and it's going to be published for next year.
I certainly hope so.
I can't believe this year's gone. I was about to say, can't possibly be next year, but we're nearly at Christmas. Thanks for coming in today. Before we talk about the books and the character, etc., you write poetry as well as writing in novel. So who was your inspiration?
Well, my granddad. He was a big thinker. Mm. And he thought he had a lot to say.
Yep.
So when he was going to retire, my grandmother went and did the usual thing people do. You know, they have these big plans. When they're going to retire, this lovely bureau sat there ready for him to write, all the pens, pencils, and it sat there and it gathered dust.
Mm.
I thought, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to write.
Yep.
But then life gets in the way. I had to look after my people in my family because of Alzheimer's, etc. So it got put on hold, but you know, there's time and place for everything. And then I just had these ideas in my head. It was like a film rolling out. I saw the scenes, I saw the people, the places, and the dream just kept coming. It wouldn't let me go. And it was like the book took over me. I had to write, and then one page became another and another. And before you know it, you're on your way to a book.
How difficult is it? I mean, I think it's one of those things when you read about writers like, if you're looking like the Stephen Kings or the Simon Koenig, they have to sit somewhere very, very quiet, and they have to dedicate maybe like 5 or 6 hours just to sit there. And normal human beings who don't have the luxury of being writers all the time, we don't have that. So how do you fit it in?
Well, I work part-time as a legal secretary, and I have a couple of days a week when there's nobody around, and I'm quite strict. I switch off my Wi-Fi, and I have 2 hours, and I'm not allowed to do anything else till I've written a chapter.
Yeah.
And then I go off, follow Jeffrey Archer's advice, which I go off in the middle of the day and I have a walk or do a few chores, and then go back and I try and do another chapter.
Yeah.
So I have a routine. If you don't have a routine, you find then that it doesn't, you're not pushing yourself to do it. But sometimes when you have a really difficult chapter, you can really worry about it and think, oh, is that right? And usually the most difficult chapters are actually the best chapters.
And is it always the thing to write about something you know? Because I think all of us sometimes, I read Patricia Cornwell, I love her books, and she writes, but she was actually, I've forgotten the name. You know,
Forensic.
She was in forensics and cutting up the bodies and finding out what's wrong. And you sometimes think, oh, I wouldn't mind writing that, but you've got no background in it. So it's very difficult unless you research everything. So your books about your experiences and things that have happened to you, or is it totally outside of that?
There's a bit of me, and there's a slice of somebody else, and a sprinkle of another person.
Yeah.
And I have had to do research, particularly police research, and I've got to do some more research about murders and deaths and things like that, about the procedure.
Yeah.
But I write on this resource. It's an online community called Wattpad, which is a good way of getting feedback to find out if people like your work, if you've got something, you're getting critique, and they have resources. And also there's books out there where you can have resources. Also, you know, having the Telegraph poll of people you know who know somebody who knows somebody, asking them to check your work too. Certain procedures is quite good.
Yeah. We did see with sort of 50 Shades of Grey over the last couple of years, just can show how something can snowball into, you know, was it going to be 3 films and probably £50 million in the bank? That doesn't happen for every writer, but most writers like to see their books, you know. I mean, a lot of people read stuff on Kindle now as well, but it is nice to have your book. I always say, great to have the book in the bath. I always like a good book, and I like my murder book. So tell me about your book.
Well, my book, it's called Someone Hiding in the Shadows. And basically, it's about a young girl, and she's left her family home, she's on her own, she's had a big row with her family, and she's vulnerable. And this man sweeps her off her feet, and there's a couple of worries she's got. But she's young, she's got no family to turn to, and she's just walking around the Liverpool Street station, and she kind of thinks somebody's following her, but she's not too sure. And then she sits down in the tea shop, And this woman just sits down next to her and wants to talk to her and tells her something strange, but she's drawn to her. And then you've got the relationship, how she's drawn towards this girl that tells her things about her fiancé. And then there's things that happen that make you think you don't trust him.
Mm.
And the beginning of the book is in the third person, but the rest of the book is the first person. So it's as though you're walking through the main character's you're in her shoes, so you're going where she's going.
Yeah.
You're feeling what she's going. You only can see what she's seeing.
Yeah.
I wanted it to feel like you was in the driving, you was in her seat, you was following her, you felt everything.
Yeah.
So you only see what her eyes see.
Mm. And I was going to say, with how many sort of chapters have you got in the book? How big is the book? Because I never know. I can read, you know, I do read quite a lot of books during the year. So how many pages have you got up to so far?
Well, I've posted up to chapter 27, but I've written nearly up to 40 chapters, but they're smaller chapters on Wattpad.
Yeah.
I've never written a book this long.
Yeah.
I've already drafted out the last chapter, so I know roughly where I'm going. I kind of felt if I had somewhere to aim for, but I had the outlines, and I've also got book two and book three, which are... We'll actually be about slightly different things.
Mm. With the female character, the lead, if you were going to put her in a film, you must have thought about it. Who would play the character?
Well, I kind of felt that she would be a younger kind of Sandra Bullock, in a way.
Yeah.
I kind of felt that. Because she's a strong character. And although Athena, which is what the girl's called, seems weak in the beginning, as you go through the book, she becomes stronger, and she's got to live this life that's a bit of a secret life. She's got to pretend to be one way as you develop in the book.
Yeah.
And there's lots of things that don't add up. So, you know.
I was going to say, you're on Twitter. You're new to Twitter.
Yes, but, I am. I'm a real newbie.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You start taking pictures of your breakfast and all sorts of things. That's what happens in the end. You go a bit mad with that. But you are also, we will give out your Twitter account as well in a second, but you also write poetry, and you've got two really beautiful poems here. One's actually written about your grandfather, who suffered very, very sadly with Alzheimer's, which you can read second. But you've got one called Twilight Writing. Would you like to read this one out?
Yes, this is about some of the writers that I talk to on Wattpad. Some of them are published writers. One called Emma V. Leach is a very talented vampire writer, and she often writes about 1 o'clock in the morning. She's got children.
Yeah.
She's an English lady, but she lives in the Dordogne. And this made me think of her, and a lot of people who write do this because they want the quiet.
Yeah.
I should go to bed, but it's lovely at night and a perfect time just to write. Everyone else is asleep in their bed, so no interruptions, no one to be fed. I can be lost in a world far away, someone in the past or someone today. I can make up the world in another land or make it something we all understand. There's something about this twilight time that makes it alluring to make it mine. I'm all on my own, but that's just fine. That's another chapter written. Now it's about bedtime.
Excellent. And the second poem, you've got, you cared for your father, not your grandfather, sorry, for a very long time, and he had Alzheimer's, which anybody who has relatives or friends, anybody that suffers, is a very cruel disease, and it does affect not only the person who's got Alzheimer's, it's their, you know, the friends, family, partners, and you wrote a poem called The Outer Shell.
Yes. I see you, I feel you, you hear me, and yet there is only the outer shell. You are lost in a mind disappearing somewhere between heaven and hell. It is like you've become a young child. Simple tasks are hard to undertake. Your laces are just a bewilder. As I tie each lace, you know you made a mistake. Sometimes slowly, sometimes in leaps, I lose another part of you that I know. Find you lost your ability to walk, that you lost the ability to talk. It's hard to visit you now my caring is restrained. I try to feed you as that's the only way we can connect. There is no conversation and you do not engage. yet I know you listen sometimes anyway. I try to hold your rigid hand so you can feel my touch, as I hold back the tears that often fill me up. I try to tell you stories of the life that I have, but it's difficult to talk when there's no response back. When you become weaker, the harder it did get to see your shrunken body of the man that was Dad. Food that had to be blended, drinks thickened too. This is not a life that is good for me or you. The times they told me it was your time to go, and I knew you would be relieved of the bad life you know. I sat there just waiting in the waiting room of strife until the last breath was taken and ebbed away from your life. All that was left with was the husk of your outer shell.
That's a beautiful poem, absolutely beautiful. Now, if people want to find out more about your writing and the characters, because you've got this fantastic book.
It's called Someone Hiding in the Shadows.
Someone Hiding, which sounds a little bit sinister to me. It's giving me shivers already. You can find out more. You are on Twitter, and your Twitter account is...
twitter.com/KimberlySBLieb.
And also, if people want to go and read some of the chapters, it's Wattpad, isn't it? So it's all
That's the W's, right. Dot Wattpad,
which is WATTPAD.com. And then do you have to put /user/write story, and that's WRIGHT story. It wasn't as scary as you thought, was it? Was it scary?
You held my hand.
I said. I think we need to get a drinks cabinet in here, and you agreed, didn't you?
Yes.
That's
I'll
it. Tell
back.
The boss. That's it. That's it.
Let's have a party.
We need a little cocktail thing in here. I promise I won't drink any of it. It would just purely be for guests.
Oh no, I can't just drink on my own. That'd be boring.
You just imagine like the clink of the glasses. Like off you go. Thanks so much to Kimberly, and don't forget I'll put the details up on the website. 11:25, you've got Roger coming up in...